Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
James May, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, to be honest. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. Great to see you. I had a little fella called Richard Hammond on the show about a week ago, and he's great and all, but he's no James May.
No, he's not.
No.
No.
I told him that too.
Good. Yes, I've told him that many times. I've said, you're no me, Hammond.
That's great. Listen, let's talk about your new TV show, and don't mind his one. James May's Shedload of Ideas. I love this for several reasons. Obviously, one, because Shedload is a great collective noun of anything. But you can obviously do this from a shed, which is brilliant.
Yes, although when we say shed, it's really quite an elaborate workshop, to be honest. Very well equipped, heated, with a kitchen, Wi-Fi, small bathroom, even some accommodation upstairs in one bit of it. So we use the word shed to mean shed is a bit like shed load is one of those collective words. Shed is a convenient term for any sort of den where constructive things are done.
Yes,
like everything from watercolor painting to making explosives or
whatever needs to be done. Okay, well, to someone who's listening now, what will happen in episode 1, episode 2, episode 3 of James May's Shedload of Ideas? So what kind of thing are people going to see?
Well, you're going to see home-engineered answers to quite mundane but nagging everyday problems.
So, okay.
For some examples are parking tickets, dog poo, plates going cold, the weekly supermarket shop.
Now, hang on. Let's talk about the weekly supermarket shop for a second, because is this the one where you've combined a bicycle and a shopping trolley?
Yes.
Okay, exactly. Explain. What's the logic here?
Well, the logic is, I explained this in a very succinct piece to camera, but the way people do it at the moment, I'm not a weekly shopper type shopper.
Oh.
I tend to just buy food as I need it,
because right.
The supermarket is very close to where I live. But I know a lot of people go off on a Saturday morning and they buy for the whole week, and maybe for a family of four or even six.
Six is what I've got, James, yeah.
Well, so I'm guessing the process is get in the car, drive to the supermarket, find a parking space, get a trolley, go around the supermarket, choose all your stuff, take it to the checkout, pay for it, transfer it into carrier bags, carry it back to the car, put the trolley back in the parking place, put the stuff in the car, drive the car back home and unload it. Yes?
You are a man of the people, James, but you know exactly what goes on.
Well, I've watched it and I can see that it's an issue. But with the trolley bike, you get on the bike, half bike, in your house. You ride it to the supermarket, you ride it around the supermarket because it fits down the aisle. You don't have to get off. You load up your stuff, you ride it through the checkout where they scan everything and you pay for it. You put it back in the trolley bit and you ride it home. You cut out all the
parking, the middleman,
carrier bags.
Yeah.
All those other stages are cut out. And you get a bit of exercise as well.
I do know
that you don't consume any plastic bags, which is
great, yeah. I do know the security guard in my local supermarket is always determined to keep the youths with their North Face jackets and electric scooters out of the supermarket. How do you think he'd feel about me, a middle-aged man, rocking up in my trolley bike?
Well, two things. One is that it's not assisted and it's not self-propelled. You do have to pedal it,
right,
like a bike, which automatically limits how much of a hooligan you're going to be. I mean, you definitely can't do wheelies on it,
yes.
Let's put it that way. Also, you are a middle-aged man and, putting it frankly, not much of a threat to society.
I'll take that as a slight compliment.
Have a puffer jacket.
No, I don't.
Jacket,
yeah, exactly. I'm doing okay. Can I suggest, maybe this is for season two, because obviously season one, I'm sure at this point, is wrapped. But can I suggest a problem we face that I would love James May's Shedload of Ideas to solve for season two?
Go on then.
It's 2025. Why do we still have to deal with bin juice?
bin juice.
You know, the stuff that just stinks at the bottom of your wheelie bin. Like, is there not something can be done to, I don't know, separate liquids from solids that's got a little compartment underneath and then you open it up and it's freshly scented or something?
Yes, I think that might start with a very careful analysis of what bin juice actually is. Yes. Because it may have an application. It may be usable as a fuel or a fertilizer or the basis of a glue or a lubricant. I don't know. I mean, what is bin juice? Is it a bit of food waste and some it's sort of rotting stuff.
Rotting stuff, exactly. I mean, if it could rotting be repurposed stuff, so, as a fuel, you're already a step ahead of me. That's a great shout.
Yeah. I mean, I think where we are in the countryside, we separate, because we're very proper about this, we separate vegetable matter from what we refer to as slime.
Ooh.
So we have a slime bin, which is, you know, chicken bones and stuff that can't be recycled. Then
right.
we have the recycling bag, which is the plastic packaging and the beer cans and whatever. And then we have the vegetable waste, which goes to compost, and we actually do make compost with it. We're very righteous. It's like the good life where I live.
It almost is.
And that, when we put that on the garden, and weirdly, grow more vegetables.
See, it's the cycle, vegetables, the circle of life.
Vegetables. Yeah, it's amazing.
James, I do love, I know we're here to talk about your TV show, but I do love your YouTube content, I have to say. I consume quite a bit of it.
Thank you.
I did recently see on your channel, that somebody has suggested that, it was a couple of months back, I think, somebody suggested cursed sandwiches. Have you gotten to the point where you've eaten any of these cursed sandwiches?
Yep, there are some cursed sandwiches coming up. We've made some of them. So they weren't actually as bad as I thought. There was haggis.
Yeah, haggis and broccoli was kind of the early suggestion.
Yeah.
Can I point out one that somebody suggested that I think takes the biscuit, as it were, if a sandwich can take the biscuit.
Yeah, go on.
Toothpaste, cheese, and Terry's chocolate orange.
Sorry, is that toothpaste, comma, cheese?
Yes, yeah. Toothpaste, cheese. No, toothpaste, comma, cheese, comma, Terry's chocolate orange.
Toothpaste?
That was what someone suggested on your YouTube channel in the comments. Yeah, it was, I suppose, toothpaste as the mayonnaise, I guess.
See, cheese and chocolate, I think that works quite well.
Okay.
Like cheese and fruit works, and chocolate and fruit works. Obviously, you have fruit flavored
chocolate.
I would never. I mean, I have a slightly dim view of sandwiches anyway, as I'm sure you've seen. I think of them as crisis food, but I would never be scouting around thinking, "What shall I put in this sandwich?" Oh, I know, I've got some toothpaste upstairs.
No, I don't think so. Either.
I mean, it's too strong apart from anything else. I mean, obviously, it's edible because you put it in your mouth, but it's very minty or whatever flavour they put in. And it's, I'd go a bit light on the toothpaste.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to write that down.
Please do.
Try it.
Yeah.
Toothpaste, cheese and Terry's chocolate orange.
Let me give you one thing that isn't a sandwich, because I know how you're feeling sandwiches, but a listener to my radio show once suggested this to me. I tried it and I was converted immediately, which is a bowl of cornflakes with cubes of strong cheddar and a lot of sugar. And it was incredible.
But no milk.
Oh, no, sorry, milk as well. Yes, whatever milk you like to add in. But yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
So your full bowl of cornflakes, but dotted in there are cubes of cheese and a lot of sugar.
Well, I suppose the cheese and the cornflakes is causing a slight storm in my brain. But cheese is basically milk, isn't it?
Mm.
So it ought to make cheese and sugar.
Yeah, I was skeptical.
I leave the sugar out of that. But it's amazing what you can stumble upon, because when we were making the show, the shed load of ideas show, we were working on this idea that rather than having to buy a bag of crisps of a given flavour, you could have plain crisps, completely plain crisps, and then on the bar a series of atomizers that spray a different flavour onto every crisp, which sort of works as an idea. It's a bit slimy and oily, but
sure.
But then we started to think of flavours. We came up with Spam and Anchovy, which actually works quite well. But in our experiments, and I would urge people to try this, take a cheese and onion crisp, just a regular one,
right,
one of those posh, you know, vintage cheddar and cage aged spring onion on it, just regular cheese and onion crisp, and put a little sliver of Spam on it.
Okay.
and then show it is absolutely fantastic.
Well, we will make this a national activity because Tato crisps are famously in Ireland. Tato crisps are the most important thing. So I think if everyone takes some Tato cheese and onion, gets a bit of Spam and try it up.
Yeah. Or Prince's ham, you know, any of those.
Any of those.
What used to be called luncheon meat.
Yes. James May.
I don't know where that expression is coming from.
This conversation has gone to places I didn't expect it to, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you so much for taking the time to have the conversation. Best of luck with the series. James May's Shed Load of Ideas on Quest, 9 o'clock. It's going to be brilliant. Thank you so much, James.
No, thanks for having me as ever. Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.